It's Cap and Haw.
Carly Lloyd, desde la mitad de la cancha, viene, viene. ¡Gol!
Carly's Angels get it done.
Yeah,
Carly
yeah.
Lloyd with a hat trick, first in World Cup final history. Team USA, a 5-2 thrashing of Japan. And they win their third World Cup title, first country to ever turn that trick. 312-235-2525. So did you watch the game, A? B, if you did watch the game, are you now hooked? Are you going to stay watching soccer, or are you like me, go... Yeah, I'd cheer for anything that had USA emblazoned on the side or the back. And I'll see you again in another USA-type moment.
Honestly, can you come over after the show? I'm DVRing, so you know I like to watch back, see what's going on. You just sat there during three screaming goal chants, and you were just going through Twitter and whatever you were doing. No reaction whatsoever, just a go! I just witnessed...
I know who won.
I just witnessed how... tall a mountain it is climbing with it, even like trying to move you just an ounce. I mean, that announcer was given the best call ever. You were just stone-faced, nothing. It's just...
By the way, it's courtesy of Telemundo.
By the way, get Mike D'Amico, Jackal, the member of the Chicago chapter of the American Outlaws, a group that supports men's and women's national soccer teams. I think you should arrange a lunch. Cappy?
No, thank you. I'm going to pass on that lunch.
Mike D'Amico.
I think it'd be D'Amico.
D'Amico, mate. Jake Campbell is the chapter's president. I know I'm pronouncing that one right.
Chris in Oak Forest. Hey, Chris, good morning. What's up there, Cookie?
Hey, I just wanted to say it was a regular season match in Spain, not a final, not a playoff game, with 400 million viewers, and it was a Super Bowl this year with 100 million viewers.
Excuse me?
You go, Chris.
You lost me.
A regular season match in Spain got 400 million viewers, and the Super Bowl this year only got 100 or a little bit over 100.
Okay.
So you tell me why soccer isn't the most – why couldn't soccer catch on in the U.S.?
Well, you and your soccer buddies have all felt that way since – I don't know. I've heard it since 1970 when I was a kid. Still sixth or seventh in the list of sports. It is what it is. It's huge in Europe. I get it. And I'm happy for those that love it. My brother's son plays in college here. They love watching soccer. Tom Cooper, my great producer at Comcast Sportsnet, loves watching soccer. It's just not for me, dude. I'd rather take a nap. It's just
but
it's not for me.
The MLS has been expanding like crazy. You can't tell me that it's not catching on in America. I think you're just a little worried that it's going to be, you know, taking over America, and that's fine. You could just sit back.
Why would I be worried? That's fine. Why would I? I'm happy for those that love soccer. I don't hate people that love soccer. I'm happy for them. For me?
I just want to know the difference between a soccer game going 0-0 and Blackhawks overtime going three times like with only one goal. I just want to know what the difference is.
I just find it far more compelling, more physical, more intense. For me, not for you, that's fine. I just find it to be a snooze fest. It's boring to me. It is what it is, dude.
It's non-stop action, though. What, if you look at an NFL game, you time the actual playing time.
I've heard all this.
Whole game.
Chris, you could plead your case every which way but loose. We're going to agree to disagree. I think it's as boring a sport as there is. I'm happy for those that love it. I'm thrilled that Team USA won. For me, blah. Thanks, dude.
I appreciate
it.
Thank you for battling. It was nice to be able to sit back. Hashtag you and your soccer buddies. That should be something that you go with for like a week.
Scott and Glenn Allen. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you guys doing? I just wanted to tell you, I was up in Wisconsin with my teenage son. yesterday. We watched the whole game. I don't know a thing. I don't know soccer rules. I don't watch soccer. I don't follow soccer. I thought it was a great game. I thought our women's team was awesome. I was thrilled to watch it, but now I'm moving on. I'm not a soccer all-time fan, but I did enjoy yesterday's game.
Scott, right. I watched it with my whole family. We grilled out in the backyard. We had the TV on the back patio. We're watching the game, and we're like, yeah, this is really cool. Brett's all jacked up every time they score. Great. But am I going to watch a soccer game tonight? No shot.
Hey, Scott, I got two tickets to the next Fire game for you. You want in?
No.
How about Malnati's Pizza, Scott?
Yeah, I'll take Malnati's.
All right, you're in. Hang on.
All you have to do is agree with Cap, and you get a Lou Malnati's, or that's... make fun of Haw. That's the key to getting Lou Malnati's on the show.
And Scott, by the way, I was lying to Scott. I don't have two tickets, and I can't believe he just turned them down. I literally might, if he had called me on it, I might have had to go an out-of-pocket expense for Scott. He says no.
That's it. Enjoy the pizza, Scott. Have a good time, buddy. Corey in Chicago. Hi, Corey. Welcome. What's going on there, Governor?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Hey, comment. It's nice to have, you know, it's hard to get Americans to agree on anything, so it's always nice when the soccer national teams play, gives us all something we can agree on. And I will say, I know the interest in soccer in this country is not as big as it should be, but if you watch Lionel Messi play for Barcelona, it really is like watching Jordan. He's a complete master of his game, and nobody should miss out on that. If you get a chance to watch that kid, watch him play soccer.
Good man, Corey. I'm with you, although don't compare any soccer player to Jordan. That's just...
Thanks, Corey.
That's a sacrilegious right there. I can't have that.
312-235-2525.
You see the rating in Chicago? Okay, it hasn't taken up, but the ratings in Kansas City for soccer, they're getting like 50s for the World Cup.
God bless them. I don't live in Kansas City.
It's they're okay. The FC or whatever they're Sporting KC sold out every game. It's growing. You can't deny its growth. I'm not saying it's.
I'm not saying it isn't. Just please don't join the legion of people that think if you don't like soccer, you're automatically a hater. I got a nephew that plays college soccer. I'm happy for Ryan that he loves the sport. For me, it's a snooze fest, dude. It is. I don't get the fascination with this kick it to one end, kick it to the other. Kick it to one end, kick it to the other.
Skate to one end, skate to the other. Swing and a miss, strike three. Swing and a backside scratch.
Different things for different people.
I'm just telling you, if you dropped it.
You're not a hockey guy. I don't call you a hater.
You kind of call me a hater. Okay, fine. You don't. But that's okay.
But you're entitled.
But I would tell you, I would never tell you that hockey's boring. I would tell you that it's a phenomenal sport. It's not in my heart the way it's in your heart. Like, I don't. Soccer. I can't win this war. It's an impossible thing. But I think the sport, if you go to a soccer match, I'm always entertained. It's not like I'm sitting there and dying for the Chicago Fire to win. For me, I need a rooting interest. I can't just watch a random baseball game. I can't watch the A's play the...
I watched the Nasty Nats and the Giants last night. It was wildly entertaining.
No interest. Zero. When I watch baseball, I want to watch the Cubs or when I watch the White Sox.
Yeah, I can watch any baseball game.
The only sport that I can watch...
I can watch any baseball game, any hockey game. Any NFL game, most college football, NBA, I can't watch every one. I can watch the Bulls. I can watch some of the elite teams. Spurs, love watching them play. I can watch the Cavs play. But if you told me it's the Knicks and the Nets, no shot.
See, I can watch the NBA all day. I'm loving me some summer league right now. It's fantastic.
Don't forget, Scott, hang in there, buddy. We'll get your info and get you your pizza. Melissa in Riverside. Hello, Melissa. What's going on, Buttercup?
Hey, Camper. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I played soccer. So
where at?
St. Joe's in Rensselaer, Indiana.
Sure. Home of the Bears training camp.
Oh, yeah. So my question to you is, I get the same feeling of watching hockey that I did watching soccer. My question to you, I know you're not going to agree with me on this, is don't you think that hockey and soccer sort of have the same rules in how they are?
Do you think they're the same?
they're in, I mean, they sort of cross each other.
Yeah, but I love the physicality of hockey, what they're able to do on ice. Now, I'm not talking about fighting. I'm talking about the physical nature of the sport. And I'm not saying that it's not a little physical in soccer. It's just not the same for me. You know what I mean?
See, the reason I picked up soccer was because I played water polo in high school.
Because you can't skate.
And St. Joe's didn't have a pool.
Oh, there you go.
So
Melissa.
I was like, my sophomore year in college, they had a first-year women's soccer team.
There you go. Melissa, so we got to roll, okay?
All right. Well,
thank you.
Have a good discussion.
You got it. Have a good week. See ya. Hey, Wintrust loves a good rivalry. Who doesn't? I know I do. Here in Chicago, we got one of the best. Cubs, Sox, Northside, Southside, Blue, Black. Put your money where your heart is, Chicago. Decide for your side with the Cubs or White Sox checking account for your local Wintrust Community Bank. It even comes with your very own Cubs or Sox debit card so you can show your baseball pride every time you make a purchase. How cool is that? Plus, you can cheer for your team by tweeting or Instagramming #DecideCubs, #DecideSox. When you choose either online or in the bank, you'll help Wintrust donate up to $500,000 to Cubs and White Sox charities. Follow along online, see whose fans are cheering the loudest, and learn more at Wintrust.com/YouDecide. Banking services provided by Wintrust Community Banks. Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox trademarks used with permission. Member FDIC. We'll get back to this, but Joe Strauss is next from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Great column on the hacking scandal the Cardinals front office is involved in, plus his thoughts on the Cubs-Cardinals rivalry, which resumes again tonight at Wrigley. We'll be right back on Cap'n Haw.